It's Thursday, December 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, the U.S. State Department updated their list of countries of particular concern for religious freedom violations. The countries of concern are Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, Nigeria, North Korea, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. It's the first time Nigeria has been added to the list. Islamic militants there have slaughtered thousands of Christians in the African nation in recent years. The list, though, failed to include India, even though the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommended the country be added. Christians in India have faced years of discrimination by radical Hindus. All 10 countries of concern are also on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. The Swiss Constitutional Chamber of the Canton of Geneva temporarily suspended Geneva's total ban on religious services. It was the first ban of its kind in Switzerland and most of Europe. Geneva's coronavirus restrictions prohibited churches from meeting, but allowed other public gatherings. Steve Alder, the lawyer who filed the case against the ban, stated, quote, "Enforcing the ban is a violation of the right to freedom of religion as protected in the Swiss Constitution and by international human rights standards. It disproportionately targets the activities of religious groups over commercial activities," end quote. Last week, the Pentagon announced that the U.S. would be withdrawing most of its troops from Somalia. The U.S. has about 700 troops in the African nation. The withdrawal follows orders from Trump as U.S. troops are also being withdrawn from Afghanistan and Iraq. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan became the first person to receive the recently developed Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in the UK this week. The United Kingdom plans on administering 800,000 doses of the vaccine in coming weeks to people over 80 years old and to certain healthcare workers. A report by the Abortion Care Network found that the number of independent abortion mills in the U.S. has decreased by 34% since 2012. Independent locations perform 58% of abortions, while Planned Parenthood locations perform 37% of abortions. Over the last 5 years, 127 independent abortion mills have shut down. Proverbs 10, verse 29 says, "The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity." Missouri led 17 states to file a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday in support of a recent Texas lawsuit. The Texas suit challenges the presidential election results in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The suit argues that the four states acted unconstitutionally by changing their election laws through their judiciaries or executive branches instead of through their state legislatures. The Trump campaign has also filed a brief to join the Texas suit. A Gallup poll found that 76% of Americans say their mental or emotional well-being is good or excellent this year, down from 85% last year. It's the lowest point reached in the last two decades. The study suggested people's emotional well-being is being affected by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the elections this year. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And finally, in related news, over 50,000 medical scientists and medical practitioners have signed the Great Barrington Declaration. The declaration calls for an end to the prevailing coronavirus lockdowns, calling them a risk to people's long-term physical and mental health. Over 680,000 concerned citizens have also signed the statement. Instead of lockdowns, the declaration calls for focused protection, saying, quote, "The most compassionate approach that balances the risks and benefits of reaching herd immunity is to allow those who are at minimal risk of death to live their lives normally, to build up immunity to the virus through natural infection, while better protecting those who are at highest risk." Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verses 35 and 36, For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.